Yeah, a strategy document is where we're writing down our strategy and vision. I think this is important, I think, for all the development organization and also representing digital supply chain. So where do we want to go with the digital supply chain? So where does the industry go? What are the challenges in the industry? What does our customer need? And then from there derive our strategy. So how do we tackle and how do we want to tackle the opportunities, the challenges, and how do we want to help our customers with our solutions to run better?
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP, and with me on the show today, I have my special guest, Franz. Franz, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, Franz Hero. I'm responsible for the digital supply chain development at SAP. I'm based here in Germany. Now exactly 1 year in my home office, and looking forward to talk to you, Tom.
Thank you, Franz. Thank you for coming on the podcast. And we're here to talk today about a new strategy document that's just been released by SAP. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, a strategy document is where we're writing down our strategy and vision. I think this is important, I think, for all the development organization and also representing digital supply chain. So where do we want to go with the digital supply chain? So where does the industry go? What are the challenges in the industry? What does our customer need? And then from there derive our strategy. So how do we tackle and how do we want to tackle the opportunities, the challenges, and how do we want to help our customers with our solutions to run better?
Okay, and just to clarify, is this a strategy document for SAP or is it a strategy document to educate our customers on how they should be rolling out, or they should be organizing their supply chains?
Yeah, it's both. So we are publishing it to our customers, to our partners, so that they know where we are going, so that they understand how we are thinking and what our vision is. But it's, of course, also internally. So to publish it to our employees, to the different LOBs we have. So we have development, we have solution management, we have our field service, our consulting organization, we have our field organization, so that we are all having the same vision where we want to go, and but everybody understands also the rationale behind what we are doing, and of course then also can explain to our customers. I think it's a very important document just to get also alignment through the complete ecosystem internally within SAP, but of course also externally with our partners and with our customers.
Okay. And you mentioned at the outset that you're now 1 year working from your home office, and you know, I'm in the same boat, and most of us are listening to this. You know, so that speaks a little bit to what's happened in the last year. So, can you talk to me about some of the key points for the 2021 strategy document that we're just after releasing, and how has it differed from the 2020 strategy?
Yeah, I think we talked already a couple of times about supply chain, what we are doing, and how we. The pandemic is also influencing the strategy, and what the influence of a pandemic is on the supply chain processes and challenges. So we all experienced supply chain management is a very important piece of our life. So the last 12 months made it very clear. We talked about that before. So what is needed? So on one side, agility is needed to react very fast to changing demand and supply situations. Mm-hmm. I think with the vaccine production, vaccine distribution, it's also very clear. There is a much higher demand than we have a supply. Yeah. So now you have to come together in sales operations planning. So with sales, the customers, and the operations have to come together to agree on a plan, to agree on allocations, volume allocations, and then plan the complete supply chain according to that. So who is producing what by them, and how much can we expect from the factories in the complete supply chain, so from the ingredients, from the final product to at the end to the consumer. So a very agile environment, and of course we need also tools to react very fast to it. So agility is needed. Then these plans have to be translated into execution, into logistics, into the supplier world, into the manufacturing plant. So we need also then increase the productivity on the one side, but also have flexibility in production. and in execution, in logistics, and so forth. So agility, productivity. The third point is connectivity. We are living in a global world, very clearly, and supply chain is a network business. So we need connectivity. We have to connect the companies so that they can collaborate with each other, exchange information with each other, so that everybody knows what's going on. So create transparency in the first place, and transparency is the first step to drive also improvements. And then also, of course, it's not only transparency, it's really building an environment where customers truly can collaborate. And the fourth topic, not to forget, is sustainability. I think we know, we still remember the Economic Forum more than a year ago when sustainability was all over and Fridays for Future. And the last year, it was a little bit on the back burner. But of course, sustainability is a big topic. So that are the four trends or four needs what we are seeing. And now in the strategy document, we also describe now how we react to it. So on the one side, agility to build resilient, agile supply chains. So our initiative is here, the synchronized planning, because planning is the brain of the supply chain. Mm-hmm. To match demand with supply, but also then make sure that this plan is executable. It's so from really high-level planning, integrated with also the execution planning, so production planning, detailed scheduling, with transportation planning, but also reach out to the suppliers, so to with their capabilities. Synchronized planning. The second one is productivity. How can we increase productivity? Come from synchronized planning to synchronized execution. And here we launched our Industry 4.0 program. We call it also Industry 4.now. It's really making the next step in automating the business processes in execution through the capabilities of the Internet of Things. But it's not only in manufacturing, it's also because all the execution exercises, it's also logistics. So the supply to the line, to the manufacturing plants, and then from the plants, of course, to the distribution channels, to the consumers. So that's the Industry 4.now initiative we have. The third initiative is our Unified Business Network program. Because we are an ERP vendor, SAP. Enterprise resource planning vendor. So the focus of ERP systems was on automating and optimizing the business processes within a company. But we have to leave the four walls of a company and expand the ERP principles to the network, moving from an ERP vendor to an NRP vendor, network resource planning vendor. So and we started the Unified Business Program last year to bring all our network activities together, really to enable our customers to connect with each other. And then, of course, the sustainability initiative we have. And we built that all on our design to operate framework, so on our portfolio from designing products, manufacturing, logistics, the operating solutions, and, of course, also the planning solutions.
We'll be right back.
Elevate your brand with the Sustainable Supply Chain Podcast, the exclusive voice in supply chain sustainability. Last year, this podcast's episode were downloaded 113,000 times by senior executives across the world, with listeners concentrated in the EU, North America, and Asia. Become a sponsor. Lead the conversation. Contact me for sponsorship opportunities and turn downloads into dialogues. Act today. Influence the future.
Okay, what are the big differences between this 2021 strategy and the 2020 strategy?
The good thing is there are no big differences. I think important is that strategy and vision are sustainable mm-hmm. and resilient, because otherwise it's not a good strategy. If you change your strategy every year, it's certainly not a good one. So it's I think we are building on the strategy of 2020, but of course the focus topics are also more or less the same. But it's of course we moved ahead for 1 year. We are explaining also what we have achieved already and what we still have on our roadmap to achieve resilient, agile supply chain. So there are not major differences, but of course nuances here and there. Certainly the sustainability topic is coming now back stronger. So because we supply chain, we have a big influence on sustainability. If you think about transportation, if you think about the manufacturing plants, where specifically in process industry, they are consuming a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. If you think about circular economy, packaging material, really design the products from the beginning so that they are sustainable, so that they include components that are recyclable, that are ethically sourced, and so forth. So it's really, and our strategy here is sustainability must be built in. It cannot be just on top of something and then monitoring and reporting. We need that too, of course. But at the end, it must be, every process must be a sustainable process. Mm. And of course, effective supply chains are also sustainable supply chains. If you can avoid an empty truck
waste,
then, or waste, yeah, it's always a contribution to sustainability.
And why is sustainability becoming important now? I mean, aren't people kind of busy with other things?
Of course, they are still busy coming over the pandemic. I think we are seeing now light at the end of the tunnel with the progress in vaccination, and this. The effect out of that will be, of course, an acceleration of the digitalization of the supply chain. But on the other side, if you follow the newspapers and so on, also you feel it, that sustainability topics are coming back. So carbon footprint reduction, I think it's one of our biggest challenge we have as a mankind. Mm-hmm. The pandemic, I think we all understand now, I think we will another half a year, perhaps, and then it will be much better. But the sustainability topic will stay, and specifically the carbon footprint reduction is a huge challenge for all of us, and also reduction of waste and plastics. Perhaps on a personal note, I did a social sabbatical in Ghana, so in Accra, at their capital, and when I was running in the morning, 6 a.m. in the morning, it was the second day I was there, and was running towards the ocean, because it's always nice to see the ocean and the beach. And then I was a little bit shocked about the beach, because it was really, there was only plastic. You saw only plastic bottles at the beautiful beach. And then it's very clear that we have a problem here. Yeah. And it's not Ghana, because the ocean is global, and we are producing these things, and we have to do something. Certainly.
Okay. Coming back to the strategy document, what kind of input did we get from other stakeholders in the space to produce this document? I mean, I'm thinking now in terms of, you know, customers, partners, analysts, etc.
Yeah, important is that a strategy is not an inside-out document. Yeah. I think that's obvious. We are in constant dialogue, first of all, with our customers. So we have the executive advisory board. We're coming up in April again, next month. Maybe really on a high level, discuss our strategy and also get the input from our customers. So what's going on? What do they need? What they are working on? What are their challenges? And how we are tackle them? We have also dedicated customer groups for the specific areas. So a co-innovation group in manufacturing, in design and logistics and so forth. So to discuss a little bit more in more focused discussion in the different areas. We discussed, of course, also this strategy paper with them, and also in one-to-one conversations with our closest customers. We are discussing it also with the user group. So we have a DSAG, with the ASAC, American SAP user group. We are discussing it also with analysts. So we shared the strategy document also with the leading analysts to get their feedback, and we got very valuable feedback. We put into our strategy document, and of course also internally we are talking to the different areas within SAP to get their input. So it's really, we try to have a 360 degree approach here to really get the right picture about what's going on and what's needed.
The last 12 months, as we said at the outset, have brought massive changes to supply chains globally and the importance of supply chains. I mean, we're seeing things like problems getting semiconductors affecting supply chains globally. We're seeing ships off the coast of Long Beach, California. We're seeing massive container shortages and all kinds of weird things like that going on. What do you foresee in the next 12 months for supply chains? What changes do you think are going to happen there?
I think the chip shortages, it's a good example about that's a result of an overreaction, actually. The overreaction was, so everybody was stopping, their demand or their purchasing, and they said, oh, no, we don't need so many chips at the moment. And then some chip manufacturers also shut down plants. So the capacity was going down, and then now the demand was spiking again, and now we have a shortage. So it's this typical cyclical bulk effect. And the problem with ships is that it's not so easy to produce them. So you need some. It's a really complicated process. I also talked to a company last week. They are producing the machines to produce the ships, and they have huge demand now. They don't know how to fulfill it, and they're getting a lot of pressure from their customers because they need to fulfill their obligations with the car manufacturers, with the cell phone manufacturers, and so on and so forth. Yeah, and of course that's one thing, and of course digitalization is now everywhere, and we have a much higher demand on that. So one thing is also to overcome this bulk effects, and and here we see also that networks are becoming more important. And one example, we are working with the leading OEMs, the car manufacturers here. And we started in Germany to build up an automotive network with the OEMs, but also with their first-tier suppliers. And of course, the idea is to expand it also to the second-tier suppliers and so forth. And just to really get transparency into the network, that it's not only a one-to-one relationship, but a one-to-many relationship. It's for this demand collaboration, supply collaboration processes, but it's also for tracking parts, so serial number traceability, so that you know which parts are going into which cars, and if you have a problem with a part, so the recall is much more specific, much more focused. It's one thing, but you're getting also on the other side the feedback loop back to the supplier, so that they understand the performance in the different car types, and they can improve their the quality of their product. So the network effect, I think, will become much more stronger. That's one thing. And of course, now everybody understands that Excel-based supply chain planning doesn't work, specifically in global companies. We have to establish really tools to support the planning process. It's really establishing also very structured sales and operations process. So, but from high-level planning really to execution planning. So this synchronized planning concept to make sure that really the plan and we sense the demand very early, and then also can plan accordingly. So the network effect, the digitalization in planning, but also digitalization, of course, in the manufacturing, in the logistics, in the execution area. So it's also reflecting, I'm repeating now myself a bit, so what I also said at the beginning, it's, of course, this is also core of our strategy. Besides the sustainability topic, it's really to, at the end of the day, it's about the digitalization of the supply chain from design to operate to automate the processes where it's possible. So the regular tasks have to be automated, so that the employees and the supply chain specialists can really concentrate on these exceptions, because at the end of the day, supply chain management is also exception management, and we need to create visibility to see what's coming on, to see an exception, and then you can, of course, react earlier to that. Mm. So the digitalization of the supply chain to improve the planning capabilities, it's a huge topic. Yesterday, I also talked to a customer. They are producing airplanes. And of course, they were hit hard last year, but they see very clearly that the demand will go up again. And they are using the time now really to change their planning process, to become much more agile, to digitalize the planning process. And that's an extreme example because they are really producing a lot size of one. Yeah. On the other side, we have the consumer products companies, but they have the same challenge, but they have, of course, not the lot size of one. It's more the mass production area.
Cool. We recently announced the, and I got to make sure I get the nomenclature of this right, because it's important, but it's always complicated. But we recently announced the SAP Digital Supply Chain Edition for SAP S/4HANA DSC Edition.
Wow.
I have to read that off. I haven't learned it off. But can you tell us what is it and why should people care?
Yeah. And so I name it the S/4 Digital Supply Chain Edition. It's okay. A little bit simpler. But of course, we need official names that are also on the price list, that are also correct names. So the S/4 Digital Supply Chain Edition, what is it? So what customer need also more flexibility, also how they implement the solution. And take an example. We have synchronized planning. For synchronized planning, you need, now I'm talking also product. We need our product integrated business planning, mm-hmm. sales operations planning, demand, supply planning, response management. But we need also the execution piece, and the interface to the execution is production planning, detailed scheduling to manufacturing execution. This is part of our S/4 product because that's where execution is. But customer said, I cannot wait until I went through my S/4 transformation until I implement synchronized planning. What we did is with the DSC edition, so now you can implement PBDS standalone, production planning, detailed scheduling standalone, side by side with your current ERP or ECC system. And then we are integrating it all, of course, also with IBP so that we can do synchronized planning. So that's a first step into the S/4 transformation to bring more flexibility. But it's not only to accelerate the S/4 transformation, it's also, of course, later on you have flexibility. You can say, okay, I leave it outside from S/4 so that I have different upgrade cycles there and so forth. And we, of course, delivering this also in the cloud, as a cloud solution and as an on-premise solution, so the customers may have choice. So flexibility, not only in the business from the business perspective, but also from an IT perspective, because the IT has to support businesses and to give them a chance to accelerate this transformation. That's one example. Other areas that are part of the DSC edition is transportation management, so transportation management, standalone. Warehouse management standalone. So if you would like to run also, let's say, high volume distribution centers and you don't want to put it combine it with an ERP system, of course, we need to give customers the choice to run it standalone. And also PO, the production engineering and operations, so the manufacturing piece of S/4 is also part of the S/4 edition. So this is a big step forward to bring more agility, more flexibility into our customer base. And we are very excited about that offering. It's part of our overall modularization strategy. So we are modularizing our suite step by step. New solutions are getting built on our cloud platform or business transformation platform, like we name it now, like Digital Manufacturing Cloud, for example. But also we are working on the core, on the S/4 basis, to bring more flexibility into our customer base.
Okay, superb. Franz, we're coming towards the end of the podcast now. Is there anything I have not asked you that you wish I had? Any topics that we've not talked about that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
Yeah, no, I think we covered it all. Perhaps you could ask who's becoming the European champion in football in summer.
Go for it. Who's becoming the European champion in football this summer?
I think it will be not Germany, but but perhaps Spain. So, because you are living in Spain, right?
Yes, I'm in Spain. So hopefully,
I hope that it will take place. I hope that it will take place, and will be certainly fun, at least for you European folks. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, friends, that's been great. If people want to know more about yourself or about the strategy document or about any of the other things we've discussed on the podcast today, where would you have me direct them?
Yeah, so we will publish it then on the social media channels, like also LinkedIn, my LinkedIn account, but also on SAP.com, of course, Twitter and so forth. And as always, customers can also contact directly me via LinkedIn or my email account.
Okay, and I'll have a link to the document in the show notes for this podcast as well. So if anyone wants it, they'll find it there. Cool. Franz, it's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the podcast today.
Tom, thank you very much. It was fun as always.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.